DW.
In a small public park in the Enfield district of Hamburg, hidden beneath tall trees and deep, thick in weeds, is a collection of all but forgotten memorials to Germany's colonial past. The site has been closed for years, but it's here the city now wants to confront its difficult past with Africa and be the first German city to do so, says Ino Eisermann, spokesperson for the Ministry of Culture and Media.
The whole issue of colonialism has no proper, well-founded base here in Germany or in Hamburg. There are always initiatives which have quite rightly pointed out we need to tackle this issue.
German East Africa once spanned present-day Burundi, Rwanda, Mozambique and Tanzania. From 1885 to 1918, Schutztruppen, as the Kaiser's colonial forces were called, were headquartered here in Hamburg. Their leaders were like Hermann von Wissmann and Paul von Lettow-Vorbach, whose legacy is still visible here in the city. The old barracks next to the Enfield Park still carries Lettow-Vorbach's name. Eisermann says it's time to unpick what this legacy really means.
We have to make sure this name is understood critically, so people don't just walk by and say, the name of this place is XYZ, but are forced to deal with the history behind the name.
Originally conceived in 2003 as Tanzania Park, the Enfield project ran into difficulties from the start. Two large terracotta reliefs in particular were extremely controversial. One shows four black askaris, the name given to African soldiers who served under colonial powers such as Germany, Britain or Belgium, humbly following a German officer. The second shows four black porters following an askari. The figures' faces have stylized, expressionless features. The sculptor Walter von Ruckteschell, himself a member of the German colonial troops, made them in 1938 under the rule of the Nazi Party. They are remnants of a time when the German campaigns in Africa were still a recent and celebrated memory, despite having cost 500,000 Africans their lives.
Lothar von Trotha, Schutztruppenkommandeur in Deutsch-Ostafrika 1895-97.
Unsurprisingly, not everyone was happy with the project. Protesters went on the march to remind people of Germany's colonial atrocities. They feared the park would become a place of pilgrimage for those who would glorify Germany's dark past. President of Tanzania ultimately refused to attend the inauguration, and the Hamburg Senate followed suit. Once more, the controversial corner of the park was left to the weeds. But in 2014, the city authorities decided to make another attempt at addressing Germany's colonial history. A research centre was set up at the University of Hamburg, run by historian Jürgen Zimmerer.
There's a fierce debate in Hamburg over the colonial legacy and the askari reliefs, which are considered monuments to racism and colonialism. But there are other conflicts too, over street and place names with colonial connotations. What does Wismannstraße stand for? What do the names Lettow-Vorbeck and von Trotha represent? And so we decided to undertake a research project, because we still had no idea what to do with these askari reliefs and monuments.
Ooh. Critics like the Society for Threatened Peoples and the Hamburg Postcolonial Working Group believe the monuments represent colonial revisionist as well as nationalist socialist ideas of black soldiers loyal and obedient to their white masters. At the same time, Hamburg is renewing its relationship with Tanzania, or more specifically, the former capital, Dar es Salaam. In 2010, the two cities were twinned. Ino Eiserman explains.
The idea of twinning the cities came about because we wanted to break the Eurocentric view we still have of our history. We don't just want to view colonial history through the German lens, but also from the perspective of people in Tanzania and a university in Dar es Salaam. We want to ask, how do you talk about this story? Where are you today and what do you expect from us?
Wo steht ihr heute? Was erwartet ihr auch von uns?
The Azania Front Lutheran Church is among Dar es Salaam's most distinctive landmarks. With its pitched red-tiled roof, it could have been lifted straight from northern Germany, artfully positioned against the luminous blue of the Indian Ocean and decorated with palm trees. It was, of course, built right here by colonial missionaries in 1898, and it still hosts services every Sunday, lifted by the chorus of a gospel choir. Alex Malasusa is the Lutheran Bishop of Tanzania and Vice President of the Lutheran World Federation. He says the partnership between Hamburg and Dar es Salaam, both major trading cities, is encouraging.
Hamburg and Dar es Salaam, there are a lot of similarities. They all have big harbours. It is a door, you know. Dar es Salaam is a door for the East Africa, a lot of countries, but also Hamburg. And to me, any partnership is very important. That people will know each other. We know that you can learn from each other. I hope this partnership will be unique, as already I've seen a lot of groups are visiting, which is very, very good, yeah.
Daniel Sempeo works for the Goethe Institute in Dar es Salaam. We caught up with him at a small auditorium in the quiet neighbourhood of Upanga.
Ich glaube, dass für viele Tansanier ist das nicht mehr so bewusst.
I think many Tanzanians are no longer aware that Germans were once here as occupiers, as well as the British. I'd say that very few people are interested in the past. There are so many challenges here that your average Tanzanian doesn't have time to look back. There are some politicians who blame everything bad on colonialism, but these days people are more wary of it. They know they can't trace all their problems back to colonial times.
Sie wissen, dass man kann nicht alle Probleme auf die Kolonialzeit schieben.
Those who have remembered Germany's role in Tanzanian history are often disarmingly generous toward a foreign power that massacred the indigenous population and tried to wipe out its culture. Julius Nyerere was the first president of Tanganyika, a state comprising the mainland of present-day Tanzania, excluding Zanzibar, once it gained independence from the United Kingdom. He insisted on inviting Paul von Leto Vorbach, the former commander of the German East Africa campaign. In his 90s by that time, he accepted. Standing at the centre of one of the city's busiest intersections between Samora Avenue and Maktaba Street, Dar es Salaam has its own Askari monument. The bronze figure of a soldier was unveiled by British occupiers in 1927 to honour the Africans who fought on their side. Nearly a century later, it doesn't elicit the controversy of its European counterpart. The Azania Front Lutheran Church remains the most important church in Tanzania. Dar es Salaam's colonial architecture, from the German-built train station to the National Museum built by the British, are the pride of the port city, Daniel Sempeo says.
Wenn man mit Leuten spricht, die viel älter als ich sind,
if you talk to people much older than me, they consider the Germans very authoritarian. But you shouldn't forget that it was also the Germans who encouraged the use of Kishwali. It was around this time that the very first Kishwali dictionary was written, and this had a positive impact, unlike in Kenya, where Kishwali is not very well established as the national language. For me, this was a positive aspect.
Kishwali nicht so stark etabliert ist als Landessprache. Für mich, das war ein positiver Aspekt.
For Germans, it's surprising to learn just how little Tanzanians seem to dwell on the past. Abdallah Ulam Wengu sits under a huge tree in Bagamoyo. From 1888 to 1891, this small town was the capital of German East Africa and one of its most important trading ports. Abdallah works as a tour guide here and is making the most of the shade while on his break. German tourists round an abandoned colonial villa.
Tanzanians now, they are not feel bad because as you know that the German here, although we were here for a very short time, but you remember them, they did a lot of things, including especially the infrastructures. They did a lot of them, which is still in use up to now. Although the Germans were here for a very short time, but we still remember they did a lot compared to other colonies like British. The big difference between the Germans and the British was that the Germans, this was their colony. So we are very interested to invest much here to develop the area. But the British, this was just the undermanded. We are not colonized by the British. Although we are colonized for more than 45 years, but the public construction was taken into minimum. By that time, it was used to exploit the raw material, but now we still used it because they construct here. That's why we said it's a good luck, although by that time it was for another purpose. But up to now, we still used it, although the Germans are not here. For example, here in Bagamoyo, we have the school, the first multiracial school where the Arabs, Indian, African, they could study together, was built by the German. This school is still in use up to now, called Mwambao Primary School now.
All ethnicities together, apart from the white colonizers, and the imperial powers left a legacy of an education system that ignored their past crimes.
The young generation now, they don't know much about the past or about the colonial. It's because of their curriculum in the schools. You know that when the British came here, they introduced new education system. And by that time, they don't like to teach the past things in order to remember the people. So most of the young people who are not taking the history, they don't know much about the past. For me, that is it was a past. That's a history. So even now, most of the Tanzania, they don't remember about that one. They feel that is your past history. It's not a subject now. For me, I'm very interested to work as a tourist guide, but also to study more history. Because if you don't know your history, you'll never know where to go. But if you know the past things, you can help you these past things to make your way forward.
Tanzanian historian Kapwepe Tambila, who passed away in 2017, said it was important not to forget just how brutal the occupation was.
I wouldn't differ very much from those Germans who see colonial history as problematic. The relationship between the colonizer and the colonized was always a very unequal relationship. It's not an equal relationship. What a colonizer did, and it's not only German colonizers, British colonizers, it's French colonizers, it's Belgian colonizers, it's Italian colonizers. They went and imposed the rule on areas which were not their areas, and against the will of whoever was living in those areas. I will remember the process of colonization itself, which was actually a very violent colonization.
In the name of peace and harmony, Hamburg is now trying to face its colonial past. After a lot of back and forth, it was decided that Tanzania Park should be renamed the Germany-Tanzania History Garden, a memorial to German colonialism in Africa, a title that seemed to stay within the bounds of political correctness. But since 2014, nothing has happened here. And historian Jürgen Zimmerer says it's not the only site in Hamburg that bears traces of the country's colonial past.
We will identify 25, maybe 30 memorial sites in Hamburg typical of the colonial era. From Askari reliefs to the Museum of Ethnology and the Hagenbeck Zoo, which hosted human exhibitions, and streets with colonial names. We will then write about what these places stand for and how they should be remembered. We are not taking a political standpoint because we don't have an agenda and that's not our job. This concept of remembrance has to be worked through by society as a whole. We have to make plenty of room at the table for a debate between civil society, migrant groups, post-colonial groups. Everyone's voice must be heard. Our organization is just one of many involved in this process.
The German-Tanzanian History Garden is in the Hamburg district of Wandsbek, which also has a remarkably high number of streets and squares, as well as a school and a mausoleum, named after people linked to Germany's colonial past, men who profited from slavery and exploitation. So far, none have been renamed. But with so many migrants joining Europe from elsewhere in recent years, Zimmerer says it's important to start looking ahead as a society.
As a society, you can only set the right course for the future if you really understand your past. If you know what the world looked like in 1900 or 1930, how it was dominated by Europe, you can make the right decisions. For European nations, this can mean that the future must be built on cooperation. Building walls won't help anyone in the long run. You have to find other ways. My suggestion would be to focus on social justice and sharing a little more. Walls have never worked. A fortress Europe will not work.
Eine Festung Europa wird nicht funktionieren.
DW.